isn't so. Mark Cass made the news this week instead of covering it. And Mark, I have to ask you, why did you make the decision now? And what's the deal? How did you decide to go to the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame and Team Lammy?
You know, Libby, it's been something I've been thinking about for a while. I've been at the paper now for 28 years. I've been editor for over 20 years. And I'm at a point in my life where I just decided I could stay at the paper and I love my job. I really love what I do. Or I could try something new. And always love sports, as you know, as I talk about sports a lot. I just love sports and just had the opportunity here to work in sports, to work on the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, which is an institution in our community, which is kind of well-known, but not really well-known enough and needs a higher profile. It just has some incredible athletes involved with it. So to really raise that and really the chance to work with Brian Lammy and his companies on sports things throughout our community and throughout the country. I mean, he does a lot of work, as you know, with Donald Driver, with other players, and has events all over the country. It just is an opportunity for me to try something new, to really expand what I do, use what I've learned at the Business Journal, use all the connections I have in the community, to really try and have some fun. I'm at a point in life, Libby, where I always want to have fun, but really want to have some change and have some fun. And I'll still be available to talk to you. You know that I'll always want to talk to Libby about something, whether it's sports, whether it's maybe a show on cooking that you want to talk about, whatever you want. You can always call me.
But here's the thing I'm wondering about. And I don't know if anybody's asked you this, Mark. Let's face it, you're not 30 years old. And making this kind of a change at this stage, how is that affecting you personally?
I mean, it was tough. It's one of those things where I've been going to the same office for 27 years, on and off for 6 years. I left but then came back with 20 years as editor. I've been involved with the paper. It was a very hard choice. But on the other hand, as someone said to me, opportunities only come around once. And this opportunity was handed to me. I didn't seek it out. I mean, it's just a chance to work for somebody who I really respect and admire. And also, I've seen a lot of things happen over the past number of years, whether it's friends who've had illnesses, friends who've unfortunately passed. And you're like, okay, who knows when our time on this earth is over? I mean, sometimes a risk is okay. And I know this is a bit of a risk, but I don't think it's a tough risk because I always count on myself and I know where I'm going. And I know, kind of worst case, I can always call you. And, you know, I figure you'll let me hide out in the studio or come on the air once or twice a year. But, you know, I'm going to be good. I feel very good about what I'm doing. And I got so much support from my family, so much support from my friends that it's been an incredible week for me. And I've heard from ex-reporters, editors who work with me. I've heard from friends throughout the country. It's been an amazing week for me.
Well, we're excited for you, too. But you know what else we're excited for is Top Chef. We have the second episode.
See, I knew we couldn't go we couldn't go 6 minutes or 5 minutes without talking about Top Chef.
All right. So far, what's been the impact on restaurants that have been featured?
Yeah, already good. I was at Loopy and Iris earlier this week, and I was speaking with Adam Siegel, who was on the first episode, remember the judge? And he told me his reservations have spiked. He told me the evening we were there, he had a couple in from Chicago who saw his restaurant on the show and actually drove up to eat at his restaurant. So that's the kind of impact it has. It's going to have long-term impact. He's going to get reservations who saw him on the show, who saw his restaurant on the show. And you saw it this week. I mean, it showed the Miller Capes. How cool was that to see this event space that we have in our city that I don't think a lot of people know about and to have that there. Now, in future weeks, you'll see AmFam Field. You'll see other restaurants throughout the region just highlighting that. And I just think what I've already heard from others across the country that I've talked to about this is, wow, I didn't know that you guys had such great restaurants in Milwaukee. So that's the thing you're seeing. And I also think the cool thing about this show is it's not 1 week. It's not 3 days like the RNC, 3 or 4 days like the RNC. It's 14 weeks, right? So people are going to be seeing Milwaukee for a long time to come. So I think the impact is going to be really, really strong.
Listen, that's going to be like on a constant rotation in my...
How cool was it to see all the Riverwalk shots and the arena shots and American Family Field shots? And even when they're just driving on the freeway. And they showed that next week they'd be doing something on cheese. And they showed the farm where it's going to be at, which I know is in the area. Think about how cool that is.
It really is. I want to talk about a couple other big stories this week. And that's the one where Northwestern Mutual is going to buy that university club in downtown Milwaukee.
Right.
Why are they doing it? And what do you think they're going to do with the building?
Very interesting move. Probably shouldn't have been a surprise, though, because they're right next door. They obviously have a significant investment with their corporate headquarters, their north building right there, which are currently renovating, spending $500 million. So shouldn't have been a surprise. They just want to protect their neighborhood, just make sure they can control it, a good investment for them. I think what they're saying now is the uses to come, but what we've already seen from city stuff that's been submitted is that it's likely to be housing, probably most likely apartments. I think you'll see some event space there. To me, it's just a great location overlooking the lake there, kind of on the bluff, overlooking the art museum. I think very important spot in the city, so I'm really glad to see this. Glad to see NML step up again and really invest here. So I think you'll see a very nice project. Come on now. You know we need more apartments in downtown, right? We don't have any of those being built.
That's funny. Let's talk about another kind of surprise this week, and that's at that downtown bar, Victor's. Everybody knows that was put on the sale block. Do you think they're going to keep it open, or do you think they'll redevelop that site?
Yeah, it's been one of the most highly read stories of the year for us. Everyone's talking about it because, as I've talked to people throughout the past week, everyone has a Victor's store, right? We've all went there. It's an iconic spot in the city. Everybody knows where it is. Everybody's gone there. It's cool. It's going to be interesting. This is one where it's up for sale, but it is still open. I mean, that's important to point out. The hope for the family members there is that it will be bought by one of them and hopefully long-term will stay open. On the other hand, think about all the residential projects that have happened. It's right across the street from Nova, which is a couple hundred new apartment complex. There's other new things in the area. So it could easily have an offer made and end up the apartments. To me, though, Victor's is an institution in Milwaukee. And the stories that I've heard, it's just, it's one of those places that you kind of think back on and say, wow, it has been part of our history.
Well, let's talk about another part of our history, and that is that Milwaukee unofficial holiday, which takes place
day.
Tuesday.
Yes.
It's opening day with the Brewers.
I heard you're already in line for a spot out there, aren't you? You're already sitting on the freeway or on Blue Mountain, ready to get in. So that you can throw out the first tailgate party, right?
Well, listen, I've been there for opening day before, and it is so exciting. What's the attendance outlook for the Brewers this season?
Yeah, it'll be this one to be interesting to watch. They've had a slow start, I think, just because of some uncertainty about the team in terms of a lot of new players. Things have changed with the team, so a little bit of uncertainty, but it's all about winning, right? So over the past number of years, the Brewers have been in the playoffs, which is great for the team, great for the community. Always draws well. So I think there's optimism. I think it's all about winning. If they win in April and May, I think the Brewers will draw very well. They, over the years, have drawn over 3 million people, which is really out-hitting what we should do for our community. You know, we are the smallest city in the major leagues, but the Brewers often rank 12, 13, 14 in terms of overall attendance. So the Brewers do very well at the gate. The key is, as I just said, it's about winning. If they're winning in April, May, and June, I think the Brewers are going to draw very well. And they've also added things at the stadium. You know, for those of you who saw it this week, they've added a scoreboard that's the size of, I don't even know what the size is. It's one of the largest scoreboards in the country. They've added new food out there from the market hall, having some new restaurants out there. So they're trying to really kind of enhance the experience. So I think attendance will be good. But again, it's about how they play on the field if they're in the running to make the playoffs at the end of the season.
See you at the ballpark, Mark. Thanks for talking to us.
You'll be out there this week with a hot dog and a beer, right?
Make it a brat. All right, Mark. You have a great week. Thank you.
All right, Libby. Talk to you soon.